Hey beautiful, it's Miriam Castilla here. And if you've ever felt frustrated about the things that you do and the things that keep happening when it comes to you and money, then stick around because we are going to talk about why your money habit archetype is the key to changing your old money story. Okay, let's talk about your money habit archetype and why it's key to changing your old money story. So in the Magnetic Money Program, we spend quite a bit of time delving into understanding what your money habit archetype is and then using it to transform that old story and start to create a beautiful new story that becomes your new reality. So let's talk about that just a little bit here so that I can give you some insight into what you can do to start to create those sorts of shifts for yourself as well. Now, what is your money story? Well, your money story is kind of that old unconscious pattern of thought, that old story that is running in your unconscious mind. It is the story that informs what you really believe to be true about money at that deep unconscious level. And remember that 98% of what's going on at that level, you're not even aware of. It's unconscious, right? So you're busy doing your thing, working on your business, trying to shift your mindset. But meanwhile, 98% of what's truly going on in the background that's actually running the show, you're not even aware of. So, you know, that's a really hard battle to try and fight. So let's talk about what we can do about it. But first, I want you to understand a little bit more about that money story and why it's so powerful and why it has this hold over you and has you unconsciously continue recreating patterns that you'd rather not keep recreating. See, stories are really, really powerful. And stories is the way that humankind has passed on information since the dawn of the ages, you know, sitting around the campfire, telling stories. That's how information would get relayed. And stories are extremely hypnotic. They're a great way of letting things sink deep into the unconscious and really taking root. So when you're really young and your unconscious mind is wide open, like before the age of 7, you don't have those filters in place to kind of go, no, I choose not to take that on. That's not really truth. That's your issue, not mine. You don't have any of that. So at that really young age, when you hear those stories from your parents, your peers, from your teachers, from society in general, you take it on, your unconscious is wide open and you're being programmed. And then that is the script that keeps running in the background. Now, because your mind and your unconscious mind in particular is this very efficient organism that is always striving towards coherence, it means that you must then experience a reality that matches your story, your version of what you perceive to be true in the world. So that is why you'll do stupid things where you go, why am I sabotaging myself? Why do I keep leaving things to the last minute? Why am I not returning phone calls or chasing up leads? Why do I do these things? And why do these things keep happening to me? Because some of it you're attracting and creating without really being aware of it. Well, it's because everything on the outside of you must match your underlying unconscious story so that it's all coherent and congruent, right? So with this stability, it's really interesting because there was a study done at MIT not very long ago, which kind of concluded that the version of reality you experience is a little bit of an edit of the last 15 minutes of your life because of this needing to constantly have stability. And that explains why different people experience the same event but have really different stories about it. They'll tell it the story of what happened really differently based on the perceptions that they bring into that event, which is informed by what's going on unconsciously, what they believe to be true about life. So these patterns, these external patterns, the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act, what they actually then are is their clues. They're clues and little symptoms and little peaks, you know, of the iceberg poking through the surface of what is going on at the deeper level. And so it's really important to look at these clues and use them to allow you to dive deeper because they are the result of that story. They're the story being played out. It's kind of like the story is the script and then your life is the play where it all comes to life. And when you step back and you look at it from a higher perspective, you'll find that it's actually kind of the same script being played out over and over again, just different places, different faces, but kind of the same storyline. There's that pattern that keeps happening over and over again. Maybe you're aware of it already, or maybe once you start noticing that and zooming out a little bit, you will notice that, wow, that actually is kind of the same thing again, just with different people and in a different setting. And it's because the story is what feeds and informs the pattern. The story doesn't really change, and it just kind of plays itself out in all these different ways. So by noticing the pattern, which is your money habit archetype, the way you show up around money, whether you have this tendency to always want to accumulate money, or you have this tendency that all the money that comes in magically manages to go out again, or maybe you have a tendency where no matter how much money comes in, more than that disappears. You manage to actually go backwards, even though your income might be increasing. So these are money habit archetypes, and what they are is they are a clue as to what's going on beneath the surface, which is the old money story. So it's the easiest way to kind of uncover those money stories that are running the show at the unconscious level. You look at the money habit archetype, which is kind of the tip of the iceberg poking out, and then you use that to drill your way down and go deeper and deeper and find what lies beneath. So that is how you then get to change it. First, you've got to find it and find your way down, and then you know what you're dealing with and you can change it. So if you're ready to get started on that, then I highly recommend that you take my money habit archetype quiz, because not only will it tell you what your money habit archetype is, which is nice to know, but it is that tip of the iceberg. And what you will then have the opportunity to do is to dive deeper. So what you do is you do the quiz, and then I'll send you a series of emails that helps you uncover that story that's driving it, that's informing that money habit archetype at the unconscious level. And then you have the opportunity to start to disconnect it, to start to weaken and shift and change that old story and start to install a new one. So you've got some work to do. I've popped the link to the quiz in the description of this video, so jump on that right away. And until I see you next, make sure you keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.